SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump will be speaking very soon now in Pennsylvania. Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut against Hezbollah. The early morning strike coming one day after another attack cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria. BBC correspondent Nick Beek.
The most notable development overnight has been that the fighting has continued in southern Lebanon. Adaisa, this particular village, is said to be at the heart of some quite fierce fighting overnight. Hezbollah are saying on their social media this morning that they engaged, as they put it, some Israeli fighters, that there was a big explosion, that they injured Israeli troops and forced them to retreat. So that's the claim from Hezbollah. We've put that to the Israeli Defense Forces this morning, asking for any clarification. There hasn't been any information given at the moment.
Also at SRNnews.com, the sun apparently acting up again.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. Forecasters are also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, making solar storms and northern lights more frequent. The sun shot out two strong flares earlier this week, including one Thursday that was the biggest since 2017. Faint auroras may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken over the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
The numbers are staggering coming out of the East Coast. Officials now say the hurricane has killed at least 200 people. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report announcing its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College named 50th among the national liberal arts school. Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges by U.S. News and World Report each year since 2013. This is SRN News. Two senators asking the Justice Department to take tougher action against Boeing executives for some safety issues that have impacted its planes.
In a letter, Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut urged the department to, quote, hold criminally accountable executives who disregarded passenger safety in violation of federal law. The senator's letter comes ahead of a federal hearing next week over Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to conspiracy in connection with its 737 MAX. Two of those planes crashed, killing a combined total of 346 people.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. A Georgia businessman convicted of cheating former NBA stars Dwight Howard and Chandler Parsons of $8 million. A jury in New York returned that verdict Friday against Calvin Darden Jr. More details at srnnews.com.